General descriptions about what your responsibilities have been are not nearly as compelling as the stories about the results you've produced. But some people, particularly more left-brain people, focused on the process rather than what was produced. And Jennifer Chapman says it really well in this part of our upcoming interview. Take a listen.
So one thing I tell people who are interviewing to be ready for is to have at least two stories ready to go that showcases the best moments you've had, like, ever in your career. And you want to structure those stories with what was the problem, what was your solution, especially anything that made it unique because it was you, and then what were the observable results? And along with that story, it would be really easy to overfocus on the technical side of what got accomplished, but make sure that your story that you have ready to share shows how did you collaborate with other people and leverage skill sets that were different from your own? What impact did what you do have on customers or on your people that work with you? So make sure your stories that you're telling include a people component, and that way the interviewers will be able to recognize you see the value of those soft skills and are leveraging them.
You can find the full conversation we had on this subject right here on the Career Transition Experts.